Yes, sir.
Is your particular favorite scene in Hill Street Blues that you've been in?
That I've been in? I did a scene once with Belker where we were burying this mouse. Which, you know, you have to really listen closely to the dialogue while we're in the bathroom stall. I said, he says, "We don't squeeze it so hard." And I said, "I have to, it won't fit." And then they open up this stall to see us with this little match box burying this mouse. And the Frillo's out there. He's listening to the Frillo, and a couple of lawyers are listening to this. And they hear this dialogue, and the lawyer said, "This is the new police force." That was a lot of fun to do. Bruce and I are pretty close friends, so we always enjoy working together and have a lot of fun to relate to each other. In the back there.
How did you feel after you were cut from the Jets?
Oh, just grand. Wonderful experience. Rejection is always wonderful.
Did you picked up from another team or something?
I was. But it took 9 weeks before anyone picked me up. It was a horrible experience. I don't want to think about it anymore. Don't remind me. I was picked up 9 weeks later by the Seattle Seahawks and visited Portland many times too. It was, in retrospect, it was probably the best thing that ever happened to me, being cut. Got me out of football at 28. They told me I got cut by the Jets, and the coach called me, and I was 27 years old. And he said to me, "Ed, we're going to go with the younger players." 27 might seem old to you. Now I went from being a 28-year-old broken-down football player to a 33-year-old young leading man. Yes.
What does that imply? You're happier and you're after
when
you were in football. Were they sort of separate people?
They're very separate. I enjoyed my career as an athlete. But I'm glad I'm not still playing football at my age. Not that I'm that old. But they were both, you know, I'm a little more mature now, I hope. And I think I appreciate what I'm doing now a lot more than I would have when I was 22. Does that answer your question? Hey, you can't leave. Hey. Get back there. I pay for these seats. One or two more, and then he's going to invite you to the thing.
One out of every four of you will be invited to the reception. You decide who.
Okay, yes, ma'am. On our show? I like LaRue. I think he's great. Actually, you hate him, which is a real compliment to him as an actor, because he is a wonderful actor. He does such great work. Really, he's just, I like that sleazy type of guy. Okay, two more questions, and up there in the back. That girl was in my acting class, and she asked me if I let her take a picture. And I said, sure. And that was long before Laverne and Shirley or Hill Street or anything. I was in good shape. Who hasn't asked a question yet? All right.
You said something about Felger, Bruce Wex, just, you know, a little bit more about him.
Let me see. I have to be careful. You like him, don't you? Well, he's Jewish. Short. He is very unlike the character he plays. He's very articulate and very bright. I beat him in racquetball all the time, consistently. He's just a wonderful person, that's all I can say. And he, you're going to see him around for a long time, because he's going to be doing a lot of things, very versatile actor. He created that role of Belker in Grant Tinker's office, who was, at the time, he was head of MTM. I don't know if you heard the story, but he, Stephen Bottrell and Charlie Hay and Bruce Weitz and Barbara Bossin, who's Stephen Bottrell's wife. That's why she got on the show. Anyway, they all went to Carnegie Tech together. So, can't say anything around here. So, when Stephen Bottrell was doing Hill Street, he wanted Bruce to come in with the part of Belker. There was some resistance, and Bruce went in costume, in wardrobe, did his own makeup, and he kicked open the office door, jumped up on Grant Tinker's desk, and knocked all the stuff off, and he was growling at him. And he did this thing, and when he left, Grant Tinker looked at Bottrell and said, "I'm not going to be the one to tell you that was part of it." So, he's probably, you know, the most popular character on the show as far as me. People really identify Hill Street. They think of, they always say, "I love the guy who growls." Okay, one more and that's it. I gotta go.
How do you feel coming back to Ithaca with the weather?
It's no different than when I left. I love Ithaca. I don't get back here that often. I was back about a year ago. It's changed a lot. It changed a lot since I was here 11 years ago. I don't look it, I know it. I'm not wearing makeup either. It's a wonderful town. It's a wonderful place to...
What's good about it?
What's good about it? I'll tell you what's good about it. The people. The people here, they are sick. Not the students. Thank you very much.